In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Our homily is based on the scripture reading just read, and I'd like to reread verse 39. Our Lord Jesus said, "Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness." The Pharisees lived very religious lives as upright and godly citizens of their communities. The trademark of their religion was concerned with the outward, with externals, and how they appeared to others. As long as they looked good on the outside, it did not matter what lay beneath the surface in their hearts. Jesus exposes their false thinking and points out that religion is a matter of the heart. The Pharisees had tried to make it a matter of washing and keeping rules and traditions. The Pharisees had tried to turn God's cleansing promises into a system of obedience. Jesus teaches the Pharisees and us that true cleanliness begins in the heart. We do not become clean from outside inward, but from inside outward. So what does our text have to do with us? That is simple. Satan's most successful temptation for conservative, confessional, Bible-believing Christians often isn't false doctrine. It is Pharisaicism, because it is so easy to put on a good show. Perhaps you were somewhat like me when you heard our text read this morning. As I initially read the text to prepare the homily, I was thinking to myself that I am so very happy that I am not like the Pharisees. Sinful, Pharisaical pride filled my heart. I certainly had a holier-than-thou attitude. We are often just like the Pharisees. It is so easy for all of us to have thoughts run through our minds about how much better we are than others. It is so easy to nitpick about the specks in other people's eyes while ignoring the planks in our own eyes. We see sin in others long before we see sin in ourselves. Jesus wants each and every one of us this morning to examine our hearts. On the outside, we can look clean and white, but on the inside, we are crawling with filth, decay, and sin. There's a bit of hypocrite in all of us. As Christians, we have to face the fact that at times, although our words and actions may outwardly be above reproach, they do not always flow from genuine faith and sincere love in Jesus Christ. Our hearts are often not in our actions. When that is the case, we may look good to others, but still sin before God. Where is your heart and my heart? From the time we are little children to the present, sinful desires arise in our hearts and seek to control our lives. Because of this sinful nature, we don't deserve God's love or His favor, and we are unable to earn God's blessings. Even our best efforts fail, since our best efforts cannot change the natural uncleanness of our sinful natures. God tells us that we are sinners from the moment of our conception, and that our inherent sinfulness makes us unclean before Him. King David recognized this fact in his life when he said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." What caused David to feel this need so keenly was not just that he had committed adultery and murder. Rather, King David knew, like all of us, that he was sinful from the time of his conception. In other words, David realized that his entire spirit was filthy. The adultery and murder that David committed did not make him sinful. Rather, he committed adultery and murder because he had a sinful heart. David needed a heart replacement. We are certainly no better than King David. We confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. Jesus says that what makes us clean is not the visible words and actions that people see, but the condition of our hearts that only God sees. We have filthy hearts, unclean before God. But our Lord Jesus has scoured our hearts with his blood. Our Heavenly Father kept his promise written in the words in Ezekiel, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you." Only one person was perfectly clean on the inside, our Redeemer and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus' perfect heart, perfect life, and perfect death, we have forgiveness for all of our failures to carry out God's will with a perfect heart. Forgiveness for all of our sins. The Lord says to all of us this morning, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool." God has cleansed our hearts, not with new commands to keep, not with cheap cleansers, but with the very blood of his perfect Son. And we can be absolutely certain of having eternal life in heaven that Jesus has promised to each and every one of us because of our new hearts. What wonderful news. Despite our Pharisaical faults, God still welcomes us into his heavenly family. This morning, we listen to the words of Jesus, admit the wrong attitude of our hearts, and we ask Jesus to wash us inside and out. We confess our sin of pride in our attempts to justify our sins before God, and we turn to the Lamb of God, bathing ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ, who purifies us from every sin. Yes, in Jesus, you and I have a new heart, a clean heart. In 1 Corinthians we read, "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Friends in Christ, God has washed your heart and my heart in the blood of Jesus. One day, you and I will be among those about whom it is said in Revelation, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Amen.